Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB swing modulated bassline edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is bigger than just making a good bass sound. We want the bass to move like part of the drum performance. We want it to breathe around the break, answer the snare, and create that classic jungle tension through phrasing, swing, and modulation. If you've ever heard a bass line that feels like it came off a dusty dubplate but still hits hard in a modern roller, that's the energy we're going for. Not overly polished, not overcomplicated, just heavy, alive, and intentional. First thing, don't start with the bass. Start with the drums. Load a chopped break or program a simple DNB pattern at around 174 BPM. Keep the kick and snare clear so you can hear where the bass should leave space. If you want a bit of movement, drop a groove pull swing in there, something around the mid-50s% range. You're not trying to make the drums sloppy. You're just giving them a little human lean so the bass has something to lock against. The reason this matters is simple. In DNB, the bass isn't just harmony, it's rhythm. It has to speak to the break. So loop two bars, and already think about where the snare lands, where the ghost notes are, and where the bass can answer without crowding the groove. Now let's build the sub. Create a new instrument, track and load operator, or wave eatable if you prefer, but keep it clean. A sine wave is perfect here. We want a mono, stable foundation. Set the width to zero with utility, and keep the low end centered. This is the boring element on purpose, and that's a good thing. The more animated your top layer gets later, the more valuable this solid sub becomes. Write a really simple sub line first. Don't overthink note names yet. Think in accents. 1 to 3 notes per bar is enough to start. Use root notes, maybe a fifth, maybe an octave, maybe one little passing tone if it helps the phrase move. Keep the note lengths short and punchy, unless the arrangement is sparse and you need longer holds. A nice approach is to make one version of the MIDI clip that's straight and another that's a little more syncopated. That gives you options later when you start editing the phrase. Now add the mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. Use wave-eatable or analog and aim for something that has a bit of bite, a bit of width, and enough motion to feel alive. A saw or square bass tone works well. Add a touch of detune, but not so much that it turns into a wash. Then shape it with saturation and EQ. You want the mid layer to carry attitude, not sub weight. A good rule here is to let the sub own the low end under roughly 80 to 100 Hz, and let the mid layer speak above that. If it gets fizzy, pull back some high mids. If it gets muddy, carve a bit of low mid around the 180 to 300 Hz range. That zone can get messy fast in darker DNB. Now write the mid bass as a response to the sub, not a copy of it. This is the edit mentality. Think call and response. The sub says the heavy sentence, and the mid layer adds the reply, the accent, the grit. Use short stabs between snare hits. Use offbeats. Leave gaps. Let some notes hold longer at the end of a phrase so the listener feels a little release before the next cycle. And here's a big tip. Put the groove into the MIDI itself. Not just the groove preset. Old school swing in DNB is usually stronger when the note placement is intentional. Nudge a few notes slightly late. Keep other notes right on the grid so there's contrast. Shorten some notes so they hit and disappear quickly. Leave little 1/16 rests around the kick and snare. That push-pull is where the bounce comes from. If the groove feels rushed, don't immediately quantize harder. Move fewer notes. A sparse line with strong timing will usually feel more authentic than a busy line that's been forced into place. Now let's animate the tone. Put auto filter on the mid layer and automate the cutoff through the phrase. Start a little darker on the first hit, open it slightly on the response, and then open it more at the end of the two-bar cycle. That tiny shift makes the bass line feel like it's evolving even when the notes are repeating. If you're using wave-eatable, you can also move wave-eatable position very subtly. Keep it small. We're not designing a huge lead sweep. We're just giving the bass a bit of life, a bit of pressure, a bit of motion. Short arcs usually work better than long dramatic sweeps in this style. A classic old-school move is to open the filter on the last note of the phrase, then pull it back down on the next phrase start. That contrast is simple, but it's powerful. It makes the line feel like an edit instead of a loop. At this point, listen to the drums and bass together, not separately. Together, ask yourself, are the bass hits reacting to the break accents? Are you leaving room for the snare snap? Are the bass notes stepping on the groove, or are they playing with it? In darker DNB especially, silence is part of the groove. If the line feels too full, remove a note before you add more processing. Now for one of the best parts, resampling. Once the bass line is working, route it to a new audio track and record the two-bar phrase. Then consolidate the best take. This lets you edit the bass like a jungle producer would. You can chop tiny slices, duplicate a stab, reverse a tail, or shift a slice a few milliseconds for extra swing. This is where the phrase starts to feel authored. For example, duplicate the final stab and use it as a pickup into the next bar. Or cut a tiny gap before a snare fill so the next bass hit lands harder. These small edits matter a lot more than people think. Now shape the whole thing like a record, not just a loop. Group your drums and bass into sensible buses. On the bass bus, use light compression if needed, maybe just a little glue for cohesion, and check that the low end stays centered and clean. On the drum bus, preserve transient punch. Don't squash the break too early. Let it breathe. This is also where you check for mix clashes. If the bass is too thick in the low mids, carve a little out. If the kick and sub are fighting, simplify the pattern instead of trying to EQ your way out of a bad arrangement. In this style, arrangement choices usually solve more problems than processing does. Now think like an arranger. A strong DNB bassline edit shouldn't just repeat for 16 bars without changing. Give it memory. Repeat the phrase, but make one deliberate change every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe remove the bass for half a bar before a fill. Maybe let the sub drop out while the mid layer keeps talking. Maybe open the filter a bit more on the second pass. Maybe add a pickup that only appears every 4th cycle. That's how you turn a loop into a section. A simple structure could look like this. First, a stripped intro with hints of the bass and the break. Then the full drop with a main swing phrase. Then a variation with one note removed or one extra pickup added. Then a tension moment with the filter opening before the release. It's all about contrast. Full phrase, whole, response, return. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the bass too busy. Don't put width on the sub. Don't ignore drum phrasing. Don't distort the low end until it turns to mud. And don't automate everything at once. Pick one or two key changes per phrase and let them do the work. If you want a darker, heavier feel, a few extra tricks can help. Add a very quiet texture layer under the mid bass. Use subtle detune and tiny pitch drift so the sound feels a little more hardware-like. Keep resonance changes small. And if you want something nastier, try a short pitch drop on the last note of the phrase. That little move can make the whole thing feel more jungle without adding clutter. Here's the mindset to keep in front of you the whole time. Think in drum accents, not just note names. The best old-school style basslines react to punctuation marks in the break. Kick pickups, snare ghosts, hat flurries. The bass should feel like it's talking back to the drums. If you can make your line do that, even with just a few notes, you're already in the right territory. For a quick practice pass, try this. Set the tempo to 174. Build a simple break. Make a mono sub with only 3 to 5 notes total. Add a mid layer that mirrors the rhythm but not the exact pitches. Nudge 2 notes slightly late. Shorten 1 note per bar. Automate the filter to open at the end of each phrase. Then resample it and make one tiny edit, like duplicating a stab or reversing a tail. When you play it back, listen for 3 things. Does it bounce with the drums? Does the sub stay solid? And does the phrase feel like it's moving forward? If yes, you've got the core of a real DNB bassline edit. So to recap, start with the drum groove, keep the sub mono and simple, use the mid layer for character, build swing through note placement and timing, modulate the tone with restraint, and resample for arrangement energy. That's the formula. If you can make a 2-bar bass line breathe with old-school swing and clean modulation in Ableton Live 12, you've built a core DNB editing skill you can use anywhere from rollers to jungle to darker club tunes. All right, let's build it.